looking at Little Wraith, we can see 9 125 metre turbines, but behind us there's another 4 or 5, and if you were to sort of jump up and look in that direction, you'd see another wind farm with 125 metre turbines. Well, I don't know, there's 12 or 13. So this is quite heavily saturated in terms of development, and quite a lot more have been consented that haven't been built yet.
And they're quite visible, actually, from the main road that leads down to the Forth Bridge.
That's
in
right, the A92, yes. Nobody can fail to see the turbines in Fife when they drive into Fife from Edinburgh.
In Fife, Linda Holt agrees that the EU has encouraged renewable energy, such as the wind turbines that provide good energy with half its electricity, but she's not keen on the consequences. Linda belongs to the campaign group Scotland Against Spin. She met our reporter Nancy Nicholson on a snowy hillside overlooking the Firth of Forth.
It all comes back to the EU Energy Renewable Energy Directive of 2009, which stipulated that Europe should produce 20% of its total energy needs from renewables by 2020. And then the EU gave each country a percentage that they had to produce from renewables by 2020, and the UK was given 15%. Alex Salmon decided to gold plate this and declare the most ambitious renewable energy targets in the world by saying that Scotland should have 100% renewable, or the equivalent of renewables, by 2020.
But this is a very industrial landscape. Yes, we're looking at windmills, but we're also looking just over the hill at Mosmorran. We can see the big chimneys, and I don't know if it's steam or smoke that's coming up from there. The point is really that if we didn't have renewables, we would have more of these, more coal-fired power stations, and that would mean more climate change and worse air quality.
Well, I don't think we would have more coal-powered fire stations, actually. What we would have is combined gas, and we'd have more nuclear. And perhaps we'd have had more research and development in other forms of renewables that are better than wind.
So you would like to see Britain out of the EU. Do you think that Britain wouldn't continue to support wind farms?
Well, it's not continuing to support wind, certainly onshore wind farms. The UK government has stopped all new subsidy for onshore wind. It's still supporting offshore wind, but I think the days for offshore wind are numbered for new offshore wind farms.